Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, about relationships, and much more, hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for all of you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, why do we need negative and positive in our life? Why do we need negative and positive in our life? Excuse me. So let me tell you a little bit about that. Now, you've heard of yin and yang. It's negative and positive. Because if we don't have negative and positive in our life, or each other, then nothing spins, nothing turns, nothing creates. It stays stagnant as one or the other, positive or just negative. It's impossible to have only the one in our lives. This is the law of the universe. Because the universe, out in the universe, the vastness of it, there is both negative and positive ions, energy, vibrations. The same as within our own lives. So when we have that understanding that we do need these both forces in our lives, then we can truly understand what the law of attraction is. Because we do need both. And when we see it in our own lives, sometimes there is a positive force that's creating and a negative force that's creating at all times. And when we see it, we can believe it because it happens. Sometimes somebody will cut you off on the road when you're driving and you believe that's, oh, that's terrible. And you get angry. That's a negative. The positive of it is, do I really need to get angry about it? Do I really need to get angry about it? And you ask yourself that question. Maybe he didn't see me. What do I need to learn? When people get angry at each other, that's classified as a negative. But on the other side of it, on the positive side, now you can find out the reason why. What have you done? How have you created it? And if you're living in poverty, and people are living in poverty, and if they're thinking that's only negative, what's the positive side of that? That's a learning experience. Why am I there? Like I said, there's a North Pole and there's a South Pole. The positive and negative. That's just positive pole and negative pole. Otherwise, the earth does not turn, rotate, and turn on its axis. The core of our whole being, of our body, is based on negative and positive. One is pushing and one is pulling. Every time we go to sleep, every time we wake up, every moment of our life, we're always getting pulled and pushed on a continuous basis. So how does this benefit our lives to have both? Because everything that we do at every moment of our life is a learning experience. That's why we need a positive and negative. And I'm going to give you an example. So when I was in my sort of heyday, or my time of alcohol and drugs and abuse, that was a negative part of my life. And what was the positive part of that life? Is I learned that what I was doing was hiding and masking my pains. And that was the positive side. Because when I understood that, what I was doing and how I was doing it, then I started to have that realization. Wow, that's a positive thought that I spent $500,000 on my pains. And now do I really need to focus on my negatives or on my downfalls of life, my habits? And then I can improve them. And then I can figure, how can I improve them? Abstain from smoking, drinking, lying. So abstain from that and learning from them. Because we're always, always learning, every day, every moment. So when we have these non-supportive stories in our lives, those are negatives. When we do what we're meant to do in life without stopping what we want to do and just go do it, we're not procrastinating anymore. So go out and live the life that you've always wanted. That's the key, is going out there and doing it. If you close your eyes, just close your eyes for a second, and you imagine this magnet, and I have a magnet right in front of me. So this magnet, and when you put them together, they push and pull. And when you go to a piece of metal with that magnet, and it clings onto it, that's attracting to that metal. And if there's flying dust and particles of metal, there is everywhere, it attracts to that magnet. So if you make yourself very attractive energy, positive energy, you're going to attract all these beautiful, gorgeous particles in your life. And those are all those positive ions. But you're also, on the other side, have those negative ions that you're going to attract in your life when you focus on the negative. When you focus on the negative, you're going to attract the negative. Especially when you have a belief or thought surrounding that negative thought. And it's going to happen. It's coming to you. The universe automatically knows exactly what you're thinking in a singular way. It doesn't know exactly what you're saying, but it only knows the negative and positive thoughts. So if you ask for, oh, I want $1 million, it doesn't give you $1 million. You have to describe it in detail. How are you going to receive it? What are you going to do to get it? Where is it coming from? In detail. And then you're taking action on it. That's the law of attraction. So I'm going to come right back with a recap right after this. Be right back. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth and law of attraction. Be right back with a recap right after this with Stefan Neff, host of this amazing podcast. Hello and welcome back. So number one, there is both negative and positive energy vibrations in our lives. Number two, accepting that there is negative and positive in life. Number three, appreciating the negative and positives in our life. Because if there isn't, number four, if there isn't negative and positive, then the world will not exist. Does not exist. So a little experiment, just grab a magnet, find a magnet somewhere, and maybe go outside and put it in the dirt, out in the driveway or somewhere, and see what it picks up. It'll pick up little tiny little shards of metal. And that's what we're doing in our own life. We're picking up shards of attracting what we want in life. And that's what we're doing. We're the magnet, no matter if it's positive or negative. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth and the law of attraction. How to create the life that you've always wanted and desired. And we're out.